Let me respond to the first part, and I'll leave the second part for anyone else. I think the any motive that helps us obey God is a good motive. I think there is a myth in the evangelical community that there's only one good motive, and that is love. Love is the highest of all things. It's first, it's foremost. The greatest commandment, love the Lord with all your heart, and then the flip side of that, love your neighbor as yourself. But love is not the only motive for obedience that Scripture gives. There is love for God and love for others. There is fear of God, which includes fear of consequence, if I don't obey God, and there is also hope of reward. And different people are wired differently and respond to different ones of those. Respond to any of them, and they're all good, and they're all legitimate. Sometimes I face temptations. I face certain situations where one of those rises to the fore. It might be my love for God. It might be my love for my wife and children. It might be my fear of consequence, my fear of God who brings consequence, who disciplines disobedience. It might be my hope of reward. I don't think we should marginalize hope of reward or fear of God as if somehow they're not as good or high or lofty as love of God. If I give, if I tell my daughter, I want you to do this project out in the yard on Saturday, and I'll work at it and I'll pay you $20 for it. Okay. Now, there's several reasons that she has for obeying me. One is love for Dad. And Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I love Dad, so I'm going to do what he said. Another motive, and I think a legitimate one, is fear of Dad. Because Dad has this expectation, you know. And I don't want to let him down because there are consequences. Two, consequences to me, okay? And then the third is hope of reward. Is it okay for them to look forward to receiving the $20? Well, let me say this. If I hadn't offered the reward, if I hadn't put it out, I don't think it would be appropriate. But because I've put it out, because God has offered us reward, I think the doctrine of eternal rewards is the single most neglected doctrine in the entire Word of God, certainly in the New Testament. And I think we ignore it because we're so uncomfortable with it. Just give me a little corner of heaven. That's all I want. You know, and we think that's humble. And yet we've got Paul in 1 Corinthians 9 saying, run the race to win. You know, win the prize. We should be motivated properly by eternal reward. And let me close this answer with one thing that one of the elders of my church, a man that I greatly respect, told me years ago when we were having lunch together one day. I was talking about eternal rewards and fear of God and all of that. He says, you know, let me tell you a story. He said, years ago, it's a very godly man, elder of our church, says, years ago I was in a situation where I had an opportunity to commit adultery and I was very, very tempted. If I had done it, it would have changed the course of my life. I wouldn't be here with you today. I wouldn't, you know, I recognize all that. I wouldn't be an elder at the church and would have lost all my credibility and everything else. But, he said, I'd like to say that the reason that I didn't commit adultery when I had that opportunity and that temptation pressing itself upon me, I'd like to say it's because I love God so much. I'm such a godly, spiritual man. I'd like to say it's because I love my wife so much, and I do love her, and I took vows of commitment to her. I'd like to say that was enough. But you know what? On that day, in that situation, there was one thing that kept me from it. It was the fear of God. I trembled at the thought of what he would do to me if I disobeyed him. And I looked at him and I said, that is a great motive. It's not the only motive, but any motive that leads to our obeying God is a good motive.